Well, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Forgiveness is such an important issue. I think in the end, it's the thing that Christians struggle with the most. That's why the whole model of Jesus washing their feet as the first thing he did in the kind of last Bible study time he had with them in the upper room, and then said that they were to do this for each other. And then he says at the end of that, and if you'll do this, you'll be blessed. So part of living a life blessed is walking in forgiveness towards each other. And Christians are still walking out of their imperfections. The interesting thing is that God loves us and celebrates us even though we're not perfect yet. We have a hard time loving each other because we're not perfect yet, which is unfortunate that we've set a higher standard for loving and liking people than God has. Probably not a good idea. But the other thing about, and the thing, remember what forgiveness is. The word forgiveness literally means to put away. And so it's not just that I'm saying that you can put it away. We're putting this thing away. That's why when Jesus ministered to Mary Magdalene, when she was at his feet worshiping him in front of all those Pharisees, and Jesus said that she was to go in peace. That's what, and he talked about those who are forgiven the most, love the most. And so that's what forgiveness is about. And the word peace is the New Testament equivalent of shalom, go in wholeness. Forgiveness means this is put away. Now you can go now and walk out wholeness. You don't have to carry this baggage with you. Go forth into God's purposes for you. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, and that can still happen. It's a powerful word. But that's also this issue between us and the Lord, forgiveness. And hopefully for us around here in CTK, we've come to appreciate, to understand that because of my union with Christ, I participate in his relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Again, that great verse, or a lot of verses, but I love the one from Romans 6, the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he's living to God. Even so, consider yourselves dead to sin, but living to God in Christ Jesus. You're sharing and participating in his life. And the scripture makes it really clear in the Upper Room Discourse that Jesus says the Father, and he loves us as much as the Father loves Jesus, and Jesus loves the Father. And that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It says in 1 John 4:17, we're not to fear judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And so sometimes that's a real struggle, though, for believers to believe that God's really put it away. Here's a verse from, there's so many, of course, but this is, I love this one, describing the new covenant in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. For God says, I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. And if you remember me telling you about a conversation I had with the Lord some years ago, and I was bringing up something again because I was still carrying it around. But I was so disappointed in myself and so frustrated that it kind of haunted me. You ever had your past haunt you? Your failures haunt you? And so I was talking to the Lord about this thing again, trying to talk it out. I'm a talker. I think out loud, process things out loud. For those of you who, to some of you, you're chagrined that I do that, but I do that. And so I was talking to the Lord about this thing, and the Lord said to me, I refuse to talk to you about things I don't remember. It was really liberating, because I knew that theologically, but it was kind of like that became the revelatory word. And God said, I'm not going to waste time talking to you about things I don't remember. He doesn't remember. He puts them away. That's part of the whole forgiveness thing. But then what we struggle with is that the battle is that we don't forgive ourselves. And I'll hear people say that a lot. They'll say, I know that God forgives me. I'm just having a hard time forgiving myself. Well, one, again, we set ourselves up as a higher judge than God is about ourselves, but we're not walking out our union with Christ. We have the mind of Christ. And transformation, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, is to continually come into agreement with the mind of Christ. We've used examples like, I told you I was in a situation and I was feeling anxious about it. And the Lord just spoke to me. He said, so you feel anxious about this? And I said, yeah, I am. And he said, well, I'm not. And he said, so do you want me to come into agreement with you, or do you want to come into agreement with me? Because I'm living in you and through you in this situation, and I'm not anxious about it at all. So I was able to surrender. That's what act of surrender. That's what repentance, the word repentance, remember, it means to think with. That's literally the word. Doesn't mean to change your mind. The Greek two words means to think with. And of course, when you do that, you've changed your mind. But to think with. This is also true about forgiveness. I want to read you this quote from somebody who wrote this in the 19th century. So this is not a unique struggle for our generation. But we are the counseling generation. You know that, right? More Christians have gone to more counselors than... This is what he said. He said, "Be the one that has learned to see in the grave of your Lord the burial of all your sins, with their burning remembrances, their bitter accusations, and their stinging reproaches. And so entering into God's thoughts about you, you've learned to forgive yourself in God's forgiveness of you." Isn't that a great quote? So if you have a problem, you have issues sometimes that you know that God's forgiven you, but you can't forgive yourself, then you're walking in rebellion and unbelief because He's forgiven you. And He wants to know if you're going to come into agreement with Him, or would you rather Him come into agreement with you? I think you'd rather come into agreement with Him. Amen? And so simply, at the cross, the old man and every sin I've ever committed and ever will be committed was taken to the cross, and in Jesus, I went to the place of execution. And that old self was crucified and buried, and I rose up in union with Christ as my very life. For I have died, and my life is hidden with Christ in God. And so when the enemy, because he's the accuser of the brethren, when those accusations come, you think they're rising up just from you. They're actually coming from an outside source, stirring up that lost sin in your members, and you find yourself not forgiving yourselves again. God, I can't believe I did that. The lie that, oh man, I'm just disqualified because that happened. I did that, or that was years ago, whatever. You need to understand, this is the word, I said I wasn't going to say this word, but I'm going to give it, it may not make sense, but I'll talk about it more for us down the road. But the Lord, I was just up here praying about, I get more stuff here right before Eucharist, and because I think God gets real excited about Eucharist. God gets excited about, He's wholehearted about everything. I was just thinking about the fault that people have is that they want to move in everything that Jesus is doing, but they feel like they've not swim the river long enough. You know, they've not the long swim to get to the place where the anointing is so powerful. And God just reminded me of all the people in Scripture who went from really not moving any of that stuff, and the next day they're walking in it. Like, it was just 51 days after Peter denied the Lord publicly and cursed in the process, cursing to deny Him to prove that he wasn't a follower of Jesus. 51 days later, he's leading thousands of people to Christ, walking in signs and wonders. People are getting healed in the shadow. What? That wasn't a long swim of consistency until he finally came to the place where he had earned that kind of anointing. The Lord said, it's not a long swim. He said, it's a deep dive of surrender into the life that I live and the agenda that I have. And that can happen in a moment. But the enemy robs us through the whole self-accusation. I know God's forgiven me, but I just can't forgive myself. Because he's doing everything he can to intercept, to keep you from walking in who you are in Christ. You see, all that lifestyle, that kind of lifestyle that's Jesus' lifestyle. I watch a lot of movies about shows about Alaska, and they talk about the Alaska lifestyle all the time. That word lifestyle is like stuck in my brain. So this lifestyle of Jesus thing, it's not something you earn toward. It's just the life that he lives. And so in a moment, you can start manifesting that. You learn to navigate his agenda as you're learning to participate in union with him, because he's pretty amazing, lives an amazing life. It's an extraordinary reality. It's cooler than anything in the world. So he learned to walk it out, but it's a deep dive. It can happen in a moment, not a long swim. But the whole self-accusation, you need to repent of arguing in your heart with God about what's true. It's risky. It feels so risky to dare to believe that it's that big, that God can really forgive, that it's okay for me to let go of it and to come into agreement with him and with his thoughts about me and choose to not remember it anymore. And if it ever comes up, reject it immediately as a warfare. I love again. Be the one that learned to see that in the grave of your Lord, the burial of all your sins, with their burning remembrances, and their bitter accusations, and their stinging reproaches. And so entering into God's thoughts about you, you've learned to forgive yourself in God's forgiveness of you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.